Blessed Sinners, Judges 16, 1 through 3.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Samson went to Gaza and saw there a prostitute and went into her. The Gazites were told, "Samson is here." They surrounded him and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city and were quiet all night, saying, "Wait until morning light, then we will kill him." Samson lay until midnight and arose at midnight and laid hold of the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and plucked them up, bar and all, and put them on his shoulders and carried them up to the top of the mountain that is before Hebron. Once again we read that Samson continued his life of sin, but God continued to use him anyway. This must have been pretty scary to the Gazites. They had a plan to wait until sunlight and then attack Samson. Evidently Samson figured it out and used the cover of night to go past them to what I assume were closed gates. Samson pulled the closed gates and its posts out of the ground and marched the whole thing up a hill and left it there for them to discover in the morning. Samson had a way of using humor and fear against his enemies at the same time. Not only did the Gazites not have their gate, but now they knew that even if they did, Samson could go through it whenever he wanted to. Samson's life was not the kind of life you would think that God would bless. It is clear that God wasn't blessing Samson's life for Samson's sake. God was protecting Israel. When we see people who are sinning that seem to have a better life than us, it is very important that we let God handle his own servants. He knows what he is doing, and he knows why we are going through what we are going through, too. As sinful humans, it's easy for us to forget that we all live for God's purposes, not our own. It's also important that we remember that God always has our best in mind. We must wait until the end, and we will see the good that God had in mind for us. We must also remember that God doesn't let sin keep going. It will be payday someday. Galatians 6:7. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.